The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined with Shibley Noman. He is our Senior Product Manager for Furnaces. Shibley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Ben.
So, Shibley, the first question I ask everyone, how in the world did you get into this industry?
Well, in the industry, I've been here for 25 years plus, right? You know, I do have two masters in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
One is business, and also I publish a reporting on PhD program. So yeah, technical background, on other backgrounds, I do have all those things.
So, and actually a lot of your study was in the realm of combustion, was it not?
Combustion and CFD, that means the fluid flow and the combustion.
Okay. So there's a lot of changes we've been talking about in the industry, and people might ask, why in the world are we talking to the furnace product manager when we've got all these A2Ls coming? How are A2Ls going to impact our furnaces?
Well, our furnaces, even though it's a simple inside component, indoor part, but it's a part of this whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So when the outdoor is changing, it has to work with the outdoors. Now that outdoors are changing with a different refrigerant that we know, A2L, in this case, R32, we want to make sure the furnace is workable with the whole system.
Okay. And so, as being part of the system, I know a couple of things. I've had many of your counterparts coming on to the show and talking with us. And we've been talking about with the ductless people, we talked about the fact that had to make sure that the system didn't exceed 4 pounds of refrigerant. And then after that, then you have to put some sort of sensing device on. We were talking to the coil group, and they were talking about the fact that there's a sensor inside that coil that's actually going to sense if there's any leaks. And then that goes to a board. So I'm guessing that's one of the changes that needed to happen to the furnaces, is that sensor needs something to plug into.
You're exactly, you nailed it. So what happened right now, because of the A2L regulation change, we do have changed our 80 and 90% furnaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you details. For example, for the viewers and everyone, we do have 7 different changes. 7. I'm a number guy, 7 different changes. The first one is that we are changing the nomenclature of the furnace. So just looking at the nomenclature, one can identify if this is an A2L compliant furnace or not. For example, as you know, for example, Goodman brand, Goodman had GM.
Mm-hmm.
The second letter, M, means that it's upflow three-way.
Mm-hmm.
That will be changed by a new letter called R for rise. So R, if you see R, GR, or AR, or DR, those are the new R2L sensing furnaces. And R stands for upflow three-way, and for the downflow, we have D three-way. So that's the first thing, the nomenclature change.
Okay.
Second thing is changing. People always ask me, what happened to SKU? Are you adding any SKU or what? So I tell them, yes. One time we do take out like 100D VC models. Those are actually goes to our side discharge product. For example, our FIT for the Daikin, S for Amana, and Goodman side discharge. Those are really needed. And especially for the horizontal applications and for the dual fuel market, those are in need. So somehow we took it out, but I'm adding those things. So I tell them, yes. Now we'll have 393 SKUs. Before we have 390, now adding 3 more SKUs. 80% has more SKUs, 203, 90 will have 190. So this is 1-to-1 plus addition of 3.
Okay. And so that's 2 of the changes. You said there's 7.
Yes, exactly. Good thing that you're pointing out. 2. Number three is that what's happening right now, what you're looking at right now is an 80% furnace.
Okay.
Before I talk about the 80% furnace, I have to tell you something that, okay, 80% furnace and 90% furnace, there are 2 different furnaces. There is not much change on the 90%, but we are changing the 80%. As you can see that we have modified the top portion of the door.
Yep.
And we have a side glass now. We have removed all the louvers. All the louvers. We have the louvers before through which the air would go. Now we removed it. We have a top in here. I don't know if you can see that on the top.
Yeah.
There is a section there where the air will go through inside. And also we changed the modified the wrapper. So now our furnace are fully enclosed.
Okay.
And because of the side glass, now we can exactly see the flame. Another thing we are doing also, because that's three, right? Another thing we're doing that, okay, if the furnace comes from the DTTP, like, you know, other product managers mm-hmm. talked about it, what kind of configuration the furnace would come? Is it 410, R32? Every furnaces, A2L sensing furnace will come as a R32 compliant furnace or sensing furnace. But if someone need any, for any reason, a 410, they can just press a one button and convert it to 410.
So it's just one button on the board.
One button on the board, it become 410.
Oh, that's great.
Now I talked about the other points.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening inside? Inside, we are changing the PCB. You mentioned about it has to work with the coil.
Mm-hmm.
We know coil has a sensor. The regulation, UL 3005-2-40, asking for the regulation that it has to sense any leakage.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the leakage come, it has to tell the blower, in this case, the furnace, or if air handler, the air handler blower, that run the mitigation protocol. So the blower has to run. That is the requirement, first requirement. So it's going to sense, if there's a leakage, blower will run. That's why we need to modify our PCB. But when we did modification of our PCB, we added enhancement on the flame sensor.
Hmm.
You know, because the furnace, you have to have a flame, and the flame has to be sensed.
Yes.
Typically for the end users, homeowners or someone, if the flame is not properly sensed, what happened, you know, because of the weak flame signal, they will have service call.
Yes.
Other calls. They are not familiar with that. They don't like it. What we are doing, we are changing that. The new PCB will have enhanced flame sensing capacity. I'll give you an example. Normally, the one that we have right now, flame senses microamp from 2 to 5 microamp. That's what. That 2 to 5 microamp, it is produced in the flame. The new board will sense 5 to 7, double the sensing. So
okay.
A weak flame will give a very strong sensing. So you're not going to have those nuisance calls and everything. That's the improvement.
That's amazing. And so we have less callbacks. Also, you know, with the louvers being gone and not having in it, what does that do to the noise of the furnace?
Well, we will be testing those things. Our okay. assumption that it's going to help our noise,
mm-hmm.
but we'll test, we'll report later on that if it's modified or not. But that's our assumption. Since you blocked everything, it's going to be a little bit quieter than before.
And it's a little bit more, I would guess, more engineered or controlled, being the combustion, you know, being your passion and everything. I'm guessing that you get a little bit better combustion as you control it even more.
Exactly. That's correct.
All right. We still haven't gotten all seven.
Few other things that okay. I have to mention. People ask us that, okay, what happened to the fill install? The furnaces that we have. If someone has a furnace, don't want to change it to the A2L sensing furnace
right.
because the furnace is working. But they would like to use our outdoor. That's a great news because we do have a kit. I don't know if I can show you this kit.
Yeah.
This is called non-A2L implementation kit because there is a board there.
Mm-hmm.
It has a name. We call it Dragonfly, the board. It comes with this. It has this manual. It has the screw. Everything you need, it's come with that. So all the installer have to install this. So from the coil, the evaporator coil is going to sense here, send the signal here. Thermostat is going to connect here. It will be connected to the furnace. So it's going to sit there and do all this thing that is needed for the A2L sensing furnace. Even the furnace is 410.
All right, so that's 7 points that you went through. Is there anything else, Shibley, that we're doing to be able to make it so that it's easier for contractors to go through this transition?
Sure. I would like to definitely take time and explain this retrofit kit that I was talking before. This kit will make any 410 furnaces can work with our outdoor, which is R32. So you have the R32 outdoor, use this kit for a 410 furnace. Now the 410 furnace throw this kit will be acting, working with the outdoor. So like I was mentioning before, the signal is going to send to this kit, and this kit's going to send signal to the furnace, mm-hmm. and the thermostat will be connected to that. So it's going to sit in between and do all this protocol linkage with this outdoor, this kit, so that the furnace will work with outdoor R32 type.
So let me see if I've got this sure. right. You're telling me with this kit, I can have any existing furnace that's out there. And the installer can go ahead and put in any Goodman, Amana, or Daikin equipment, and that equipment is going to work with that existing equipment that is there.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, that's just a huge game changer, because I think that's been a big concern for a lot of contractors. They've been wondering, are we going to have to change the whole entire system out? And so this gives them a lot of flexibility and opportunities.
Sure.
So what else? I mean, we got some other things here that are in front of us. Tell me about all these things that you brought here for show and tell.
Yeah. So I was talking about 80%. I was showing that the new top and new front door, everything is good. But then depending on the regulation. Now, the regulation, you know, UL 60335240, in that segment, there is a segment called 22-117-3. In that segment, some information are totally clear to us. So we are dealing with UL within this month. UL will tell us whether we need another component called flame arrestor. That is the purpose. So if that's the case, then definitely any furnace has to be blocked, any holes. For example, so this is the piece. This is our current 410 piece. And we have these louvers. As you can see, these are the louvers. And we have this kit that block the louvers. Our intention is that you have to make sure the furnace is fully sealed. Only one opening that I was showing on the top, that will be the opening. But we are talking about the retrofit market.
Right.
And we're also talking about if the regulation goes with the requirements that we need a flame arrestor. And I have a flame arrestor somewhere.
Yeah, actually, these are the pieces that
exactly.
You gave me. Yeah.
That is a flame arrestor. You can see these are the flame arrestor, and this is the adapter. It goes there, and then it hits like this. So that way, so the air goes inside, and some reason, if the secondary combustion happened, and then some reason there is a flame happening in the furnace, because of the flame arrestor, the flame cannot get out.
Okay.
You have to restrain the flame inside the furnace, not outside. That's the requirements from this flame arrestor.
Well, we're talking about a lot of different things here, but I think we should remind when we take a look at A2Ls, it is extremely difficult to get into a point where you're going to have any ignition or anything along those. In fact, I've seen all kinds of things that have been published and put out there where you have to get the conditions absolutely just right.
You are exactly right. You have to have sustainable ignition source there all the time to maintain the flame because of the flame velocity. And you mentioned about the combustion, stoichiometry, all these things going to affect. It's not actually a fuel like a methane or something or propane. It is sustainable. That means you need a actual ignition source continuously staying there.
So you said this is going through UL right now. When do you expect that we're going to hear back on the louvers or the flame arrestor?
Well, by the end of this month, we will understand that whether this flame arrestor would be required by the regulation. If that's the case, ourselves, everybody has to use some kind of flame arrestor because that's required by the regulation.
But just to be clear and understand, this retrofit kit would be for existing furnaces that are out in the market.
Yes.
Not for the new furnaces that already have no vents in them.
No, if I can again make sure that new furnaces coming out from our DTTP will have a new top.
Yep.
Everything new, nothing has to be done. We have the side glass, everything is blocked. It's ready with A2L. But like I mentioned, the retrofit market, we have to have those pieces there.
Okay.
These are the louver blockers, the flame arrestor. If that's the case, if regulation comes, we'll add a flame arrestor in our system coming out from the DTTP.
Okay. What other things should contractors be looking forward to with the new furnaces? Were there any other changes that you made as you were updating this and getting these ready for A2Ls?
Well, the installer should know the industry is changing towards a dual fuel market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I mentioned that we are adding more SKU for the connecting the dual fuel market. So those are the few things they should understand. One other information I always would like to give the contractors that a furnace COP is 3.7. coefficient of performance. It doesn't drop with the lower temperatures. And we also know the supply temperature is 30, 40 degrees higher than other heating source. If that's the market going on, right now it's 12.5 Kager. That's how it's going up. In future, it might go 28% or more. So contractors should be focusing how can we understand and increase their knowledge and installation on the heat pump and the furnace combination, which is a dual fuel.
Let me just kind of going back to the Goodman Amana Daikin furnace technology. You've been working with this equipment for a long time now. There's still some advantages that Goodman and Amana Daikin have to other competitors out there when you take a look at the burner size that we have, we take a look at the orifices that we have, we take a look at the slope design in the 90%. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that just a little bit for our viewers that maybe unaware of all of these benefits and how that benefits the homeowner and it benefits the installing contractors as well?
Yeah, in the furnace, you know, heat exchanger is the key.
Right.
That's the heart. We call it the heart of the furnace. If your heat exchanger lasts for a long time, then your furnace will survive. Goodman has aluminized steel, but what we do, we maintain a max temperature of 950 degrees Fahrenheit. If you go beyond that, there will be a different process, irreversible process, that we don't want our furnace to see. That's why Goodman survive more. For MN and Daikin, we have stainless steel. So if somehow it pushes the higher temperature, we are still safe. So these are unique to our different brands and premium brands.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, our burners, like you mentioned, 20,000 BTU, unique. So for a lower BTU, we don't have any weak flames or anything. And also our tubular design. A tubular design, as you know, better than any other kind of design, for example, clamshell or any other type. Those are unique features our furnaces have. And our furnaces are easy to sell, as you guys know. And very simple, easy to install also.
And it sounds like with all of this design that you've done, you've really hit those key main features that this product's still easy to sell, easy to install, easy to service.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Shibley. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers here in regards to the furnace market? Any sneak peeks that you want to talk about?
I will have. That's a good question. First of all, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I will have good things. Stay tuned. We'll have good news soon on the furnace.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you so much, Shibley. And for all of you out there, if you like this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button so we can get more of these like that for you. Also, make sure that you follow us so you can be updated on all of the upcoming events that we have. Shibley, thank you again so much for joining us and coming here.
Yeah.